is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. The Colorado Supreme Court has upheld the state's expanded paid family and medical leave program. Prop 118 requires most employers give 12 weeks of paid leave to workers starting in 2024. The ballot initiative was approved by voters in 2020, passing by nearly 60%. However, a construction company in Grand Junction claimed the new law's fees for employers violated TABOR, the state's taxpayer bill of rights. The court rejected the complaint unanimously. Congress is poised to pass a bill that would expand health benefits to veterans exposed to toxins during their service, CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The Honoring Our Pact Act would add 23 burn pit and toxic exposure-related conditions to the VA's list of service presumptions. It would also expand VA health care eligibility to post-9/11 combat veterans. Both of Colorado's Democratic senators voted for the bill. Michael Bennett met with a group of veterans who explained how difficult it had been to get health services for a variety of illnesses related to toxic exposure during their service. They said it required years of doctor's notes and often denials. The House passed a version of the bill earlier this year, but the chamber is expected to take up the Senate-passed bill as early as this week. President Biden has also indicated his support for the measure. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The National Hockey League brought in a sign language interpreter for the league commissioner's annual news conference at the Stanley Cup Final. It's the first time the NHL had had a news conference translated into American Sign Language. The interpreter, Bryce Christensen, hopes it's the beginning of normalizing sign language interpreters at major sporting events. This is CPR News and KRCC.